you asked about what my enhanced abilities were. That focuses on remote viewing and remote assassinations called remote influencing. To go into the nitty-gritty of that, in 1994, I travelled up from Cornwall to London. I was taken in the CLC-1 facility underneath Westminster. Was given the primary drug, scopolamine, which is a mind-control drug. Basically, you can be... That drug is like you're turned into a robot and do exactly the commands that you're given.
While you're under that influence, I guess.
Yeah, scopolamine is called. It's a military drug, NSA-developed drug. Secondary drug was given diethanol C, another military drug. That's a PSI, psychic booster. So, basically, again, strapped into the trip seat. The EBL connection was activated, the electronic brain link from the cranial implant to the computers. There's actually, for remote viewing and remote influencing, psychic assassinations, there's a headset that you wear. It's like a helmet with a visor in front and headphones, which actually they pump, the technicians pump enhanced brainwave frequencies through to boost up your psychic ability. And when you're actually doing the remote viewing, you're given instructions through the headset. There's a lab at the back of the trip seat. There's two technicians that sit in the lab in front of the computers. So basically the technicians give what's called a vector intention. And that is, there's three screens in front of you on the trip seat, and they're holographic screens. Again, all this is back-engineered extraterrestrial technology.
Okay.
The vector intention is almost like a coordinates on a map, where the satellite homes in on the location that you're meant to be remote viewing. And... You know, it can home in very much detail, you know, almost like a laser.
Okay, pinpoint.
Basically, then what happens is a lot of occult symbolism is used for remote viewing. In my case, it was the Kabbalah was put on the holographic screen in front of me, the Tree of Life. And in the top circle, there was a spinning geometrical shape. Now, what happens there is you're interfacing with very powerful computers, so your consciousness is becoming one with the computer systems around the world in the NSA bases and the satellite systems. So you actually feel like your consciousness, you feel like you're being absorbed into the screen once you look at the spinning geometrical shape in the top circle. And once you feel like you're really close to the screen, they electroshock the seat, and you feel like you fly really fast through the screen, and the next thing you know, you're having a fully interactive RV experience, remote viewing experience, where you're at a location and you're seeing it. And, you know, you're seeing it like I'm standing here looking out the window, and you can hear it and you can see it really clearly. And the more relaxed you are, the more interactive the experience becomes. And the technology is that advanced. Is the NSA handlers, the Project Mannequin, they can watch what you're seeing on the screen in front of them, because the computer decodes your brain waves from the cranial implant and decodes it into a visual picture, so they can see what you're seeing on the screen and they can record it.
That's riveting.
So basically, the RV locations I did over the years in the 90s, I was RVing other underground facilities around the world, possibly some of them were in Russia. I can't remember the exact details, and I wasn't exactly told exactly where I was going. They were just using me like a probe. And there was also remote viewing the scenes of military conflict, and... also, they used a lot of remote viewers for remote viewing off-planet, believe it or not. Basically, the NSA has got space weaponized with hardware and satellites from here to at least Mars. So probably a lot further.
Black ops programs, no doubt.
Yeah, basically. So with their satellites positioned in space, and as I say, satellite, the NSA have got satellites and hardware from here to at least Mars. Your consciousness can link to those satellites, so you can remote view off planet. One remote viewing RV session in the 90s was actually another planet, which was like a water world. It was, I was remote viewing in the outer atmosphere a bit. Most of the landmass was underwater, but there was three main pieces of landmass, and in each one there was like a city of light, a huge city with lots of lights in the middle of each landmass of the three, and the rest of the landmass was dark. Possibly that was in the Sirius star sector. Sirius star system.
Yeah, sure is, which is where the Dogon tribe believes that we may have been visited from. That's
yeah,
yeah.
Possibly by a reptilian race from there. But I don't know for sure that was in the Sirius star system. I just believe it was. And again, the remote influencing, which is psychic assassinations, remote assassinations, that is when you're not just watching, but you're influencing the target with enhanced brain waves. So the NSA is basically, again, using you. You're like a extension of a computerized weapon system.
But if, let's say, though, James, they wanted you to do in someone, you would remote view to that person, but how would the person actually die? Would he have a heart attack? What would happen to him?
My experience of psychic assassinations was we could affect the chakra system of the person and give them heart attacks or strokes or panic attacks. Basically, to give you the details of it, again, strapped in the trip seat, your extension of the computerized weapon system, and when you RV in, the vision is slightly different. You can see people's auras, and you can see the electromagnetic energy in the environment, and you can see people's chakras. You can physically see them. So what you do is you look at the chakras, and or the handlers look at the chakras through their screen, and they identify which is their weak chakra. Is it in the chest? Is it in the head? Is it in the stomach? And they identify the weak chakra, and that one is targeted. The scalar electromagnetic frequencies come through the satellite, through your consciousness, and attack the person's chakra.
Are you at liberty, James, to tell us who might have been assassinated with this project?
I don't know his name, but I remember following a guy onto a London bus in 1994. He was in a suit, and the middle green chakra was attacked, and the guy had a heart attack on the bus.